friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 96, verses 1 and 2. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. I love that. Psalm 96, verses 1 and 2. Friend, how you doing? Hey, look at you. It's Thursday. We're rocking out Thursday here this March the 17th, 2016. And I'm excited this week because coming up on Sunday, of course, it's a day for us to worship with other believers, but coming up on Sunday, this Sunday, the very first day of spring. And all God's people said, amen. That's right. I'm looking forward to that. I am not a big fan of winter, cold weather, snow, ice, cloudiness, freezing rain, below zero temperatures, fan of any of that stuff at all. So I'm looking forward to Sunday, the first day of spring for 2016. Yeah, I pray that your week is coming along well. Of course, Tuesday was Election Day, Super Tuesday for the great state of Illinois. Hope you had a chance to do your duty as well. Both your duties, in fact, we're not only called to vote, but according to 1 Timothy chapter 2, we're called to pray for the authority over us. So I hope you have a chance to do that and add our leaders, rulers on your prayer list as well. I'll tell you what, I was looking at I have a nice little black book calendar here. And is this correct? 3 weeks from today? Is it 3 weeks until the Great News Radio 20th anniversary extravaganza celebration? Yeah, Thursday night, April 7th. Yeah, I think that is 3 weeks. Wow. It just seems like we've been talking about it for a while, and now that it's actually within sight, it's hard to believe. Yeah, it's taking place Thursday, April 7th, Lincoln Square Mall. Dr. Erwin Lutzer will be our keynote speaker that night. Really looking forward to this. This is going to be a wonderful night of not only just fellowship, not only just worship as the singing men of GNN will be there, but also a night of celebration of what God is doing in this ministry, what he has done, what he's doing, and what we know that he will continue to do. There's a special pre-event taking place at 4:30 in the food courts there of the mall featuring the Urbana High School Orchestra. Then at 5:30, Dr. G Brainworks will host some games for all ages to play. And lots of other great stuff as well. There's going to be cake and ice cream, dessert served from 6 to 6:45. Some music playing in the background as well. And our formal program will begin at 7 and will wrap up roughly around 8:30. So this is going to be a wonderful night. Again, Thursday night, April 7th at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. You can get more details at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And then the next morning, there's a special Pastor and Leaders Continental Breakfast with Dr. Erwin Lutzer at the Hilton Garden Inn and Conference Center Friday, April the 8th at 9 a.m. And a free copy of Dr. Lutzer's biography, He Will Be the Preacher, will be our gift to you for attending. You do need to register for that. Again, all the details, everything you need to know right there at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Looking forward to that. Yeah, just 3 weeks away. Man, time is a flying by. Well, Sunday was Aubrey's birthday on Sunday. She turned years old on Sunday. And so we had a great family night. We actually celebrated it on Friday night. We took her out to one of her favorite restaurants and gave her her gifts and such because she had to work this weekend. I know. So we celebrated that on Friday. And then also on Sunday when she came home, and it was a good day for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, I am excited for our study today. We're going to take a look at Matthew chapter 28, also known as the Great Commission. We're going to take a look at the Great Commission today and focus on Jesus' authority and his command for you and I to go and make disciples. We're going to take a look at that from Matthew chapter 28 right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design, in the light.
Was rough around the edges. He was blunt and brash, independent, yet he was insecure. And Jim had some friends, Tom and Kevin, who worked together at a large investment company. They traveled together, lunched together, grabbed coffee together. You would call them friends. And that was a good thing because Jim was walking through a marital crisis. What Jim didn't need were friends who only invited him to a Sunday event or offered worn-out cliches. He needed friends who would listen. walk beside him. Bring the love and goodness of God near to him in everyday language and everyday rhythms. Tom and Kevin spoke about the Bible in ways that defined their perspectives and relationships. They identified themselves by Christ and with Christ, and it made Jim curious. And Jim eventually asked Tom and Kevin if he could go to church with them. And they had invited him before. So he did. Heard the preacher preaching that morning. And afterward, Jim went up to the pastor and embraced him with a huge bear hug. And 1 year later, Jim was in the baptismal waters declaring himself as a follower of Jesus. And Tom and Kevin were still obeying the Great Commission. Friend, before Jesus ascended to the Father, he gave his disciples a commission to make disciples of all nations. Based on the authority of Jesus, we are to make disciples by baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything Christ commanded us. And today, we're going to seek to arrive at a clear understanding of what Jesus intended when he commanded that his followers make disciples. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Matthew 28 today. The Great Commission is one of the most well-known passages of Scripture. You know, most of the time we think of it as starting with go in verse 19, but the word therefore also in verse 19 points back to the strong statement in verse 18 of Jesus's total authority in heaven and on earth. So Matthew 28, look at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. Verse 17, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Friend, why is it important to remember verse 18, where Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me"? Because we can only fulfill the Great Commission when we obey the Great Commander. And what is unique about this commander is that Jesus' power empowers, and Jesus' authority authorizes. He is unlike people in power who like to make their subjects feel powerless. No, this commander invites you and me, his followers, to experience his power, which is demonstrated in the giving of love. Again, he's unlike people in power today who like to make their subjects feel powerless. No, this commander, friend, invites us to experience his power. So we go as a people under the authority of Jesus. But we also go as a people who worship Jesus. Before the imperative to his followers in verse 19 to make disciples is the description of his followers in verse 17. It says, when they saw him, they worshipped him. They worshipped him. Worshipping Jesus is a declaration of your high regard for the authority of Jesus. He is worth obeying, friend. He is worth submitting to his Great Commission. He is worth it. I love what David Platt says, who's the president of the International Missions Board. He says, Jesus' authority compels us to go, for missions only make sense if he has all authority in heaven and on earth. His worth is the fuel of our mission. His worship is the goal of our mission. Let's look at verse 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Friend, what is a disciple? That's a term that we throw around quite often in the church, but what does it mean? It might be helpful to use the synonym learner, someone who follows or learns from someone else. But the word doesn't refer only to something we do. It's about who we are. Mark 1:17 says, "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." That passage suggests over the course of our being a disciple, of our learning him and his ways, he transforms us, friend, into fishers of people. In other words, our being made a disciple of Jesus transforms us into makers of more disciples of Jesus. We learn Jesus, not just in an educational sense, but also in an experimental one, while helping others learn Jesus. How does one make a disciple? Well, the first instruction given is translated, go, meaning we must be on the move for the purpose of making disciples. This command has also been understood as you are going, or while going. When we go, wherever we go, in both the going and the coming, whether common day-to-day paths or uncommon special trips or outings, we make disciples. Making disciples, friend, is not just a one-time deal. It's a lifestyle involving conversations, relationships, not just curriculum in classrooms. It's so much more than that. Making disciples of Jesus is our everyday mission. And I don't know about you, but that challenges me. Because when I'm out to the grocery store, I'm focused on my grocery list. I'm just being honest. And I feel horrible sharing that. I need to be reminded, we need to be reminded, all of us need to be reminded that Jesus' list is so much greater than ours. Making disciples of Jesus is our everyday mission. Friend, just remember the great commission of making disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching and all of that is surrounded by His power and His presence. Friend, the power and the authority of Jesus is the basis for His command to make disciples. The presence of Jesus is the promise and power of our fulfillment of His command. So friend, as we go, we make disciples, confident and blessed by the King who saves us. Matthew 28:18, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore go.
Oh, our hearts always hunger. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace. Hearts always hunger for. Oh, hearts always hunger for.
Yeah, and this is a beautiful song. It's Selah and wonderful and merciful Savior. That's the type of God we serve. Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends, but also thank you for your continued prayers and gifts of support to this listener-supported radio ministry. If you feel led to do so, you can let us know of your financial contributions. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online safely and securely at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the button there at the right-hand side that says Donate. Well, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow. Always look forward to those two hanging out each and every morning. That's coming up tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, as you're out and about this week, just remember that God has called you and me to be salt. He's called us to be light, and he's called us to be his hands and his feet.